Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Monday, May 2nd. We'll tell you about the highest-ranking U.S. politicians so far to visit Ukraine during the war, and what to know about a new disinformation board and why it's already facing some criticism. Also, where a U.S. suburb was hit with a powerful storm that destroyed hundreds of homes. Plus, how the music industry is saying goodbye to a country legend, why some products are getting smaller at the grocery store, and what to expect from fashion's biggest night out tonight. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Some people in Kansas could have years of cleanup ahead of them. A few powerful tornadoes tore through the Wichita area. One of them was so strong, the National Weather Service says winds could have topped 200 miles an hour. Several people were hurt, but thankfully, they're all expected to survive. More than 1,000 buildings were damaged, though, including hundreds that were destroyed. And the same area could be in the path of even more storms today that could also bring large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Meanwhile, people in the southwestern U.S. are dealing with growing wildfires. One of the most intense ones is burning east of Santa Fe, New Mexico. So far, it's burned through nearly 163 square miles, an area larger than the whole city of Denver, Colorado. More than 1,100 firefighters were working on it, though, and thankfully, no one has been reported hurt. Although hundreds of homes have been destroyed, and about 6,000 people have been ordered to evacuate. To be continued. A new initiative from the federal government is getting a lot of mixed reactions. The Department of Homeland Security is setting up what it's calling a disinformation governance board. It says it will focus on a couple of things right away: fake news coming from Russia and misleading messages from human smugglers who have apparently been spreading wrong information about U.S. border policy to migrants. The Homeland Security Secretary says the point of the new board is to address threats, but that it won't actually monitor American citizens. But dozens of Republican lawmakers and other critics are voicing their concerns and want the new board disbanded. They worry it will target free speech and that the government may decide what should be considered true or false based on its own narrative. The Homeland Security Secretary is scheduled to appear in front of a Senate committee this week, so he's expected to be asked a lot more about this board then. In another show of support, a group of American lawmakers made a surprise trip to Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi became the highest-ranking U.S. politician so far to visit, and she took the first official U.S. congressional delegation to visit since the war began. They met with Ukraine's president in the capital of Kyiv. And as many other Americans have done in the past, these lawmakers promised to support Ukraine until it secures victory against Russia. In fact, Congress is expected to start working on the latest Ukraine aid package this week. All the while, fighting is still raging. U.S. and Ukrainian officials say Russia's highest-ranking uniformed officer was sent to the dangerous front line in eastern Ukraine. His presence there is pretty unusual. And one official told the New York Times he's probably there to work out some problems in the Russian ranks. Both Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of launching attacks across the border, although Russia and Ukraine also agreed on a temporary ceasefire in the port city of Mariupol. Their civilians have been held up inside a steel plant, and this weekend, more than 100 of them, mainly women and children, were finally able to evacuate. Now the hope is even more civilians will be able to evacuate today, since up to 100,000 people may still be trapped. About 5.5 million Ukrainians have already fled the country since Russia first invaded. And the United Nations expects that number to top 8 million before the war is over. People all around the world seized May Day with massive protests. It happens every May 1st as a way to celebrate the contributions of the working class and rally for better labor rights, among other things. And this year, some of the largest rallies happened in Europe. Things got especially tense in France, where some protesters smashed windows and police broke up crowds with tear gas. And in Turkey, more than 150 people were arrested for protesting without permits. But other rallies were peaceful, including those that brought thousands of people out in New York City, Los Angeles, and Seattle. If you plan on taking an international trip this summer, you'll still need to keep a close eye on COVID-19 restrictions. Some places are loosening their rules, just as others are cracking down. China's capital is one of the places where restrictions are getting tightened. Beijing banned all restaurant dining, shut down popular destinations like Universal Studios, closed schools, and ordered everyone who lives there to give proof of a negative COVID-19 test before they go into any public venues. All the while, a month-long lockdown continues in China's financial hub of Shanghai. Some people there were even hauled off to makeshift quarantine facilities. Elsewhere, things are getting a lot easier for people, even tourists. Italy and Greece relaxed some COVID-19 restrictions over the weekend. So now to get to Greece, you will no longer have to show proof that you've been vaccinated or recently recovered from COVID-19. And in Italy, you will no longer need that so-called green pass to get into restaurants, theaters, or other venues. That pass was basically to show the same thing, that you've been vaccinated or recently recovered from COVID-19. Now keep in mind, if you do plan to travel abroad, many places are still requiring masks, even if other restrictions have eased up. So check before you go. More news is coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by KiwiCo. Springtime is the perfect time for kids to make new discoveries, like how caterpillars turn into butterflies. KiwiCo is such a great way to help your kids have the type of hands-on experiences in STEAM topics that will spark curiosity and inspire creativity. From rainbows to rocket ships and everything in between, KiwiCo has a subscription line for kids of all ages, so you know their experts have picked out the perfect items and projects for your child's readiness. We got our first KiwiCo when my son Dax was just an infant, and I remember our pediatrician complimenting us on one of the toys I brought into the office from our KiwiCo crate because it was so well designed for his particular age and development. And now it's fun to see how the KiwiCo crates change alongside him. So step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. A rare area of cooperation between the U.S. and Russia may now be coming to an end. Russia is reportedly going to pull out of the International Space Station. Bloomberg News is citing two Russian state media outlets. As you might expect, the decision is said to be in response to the economic sanctions the U.S. and its allies have put on Russia because of the war in Ukraine. The head of Russia's space agency said he's not allowed to talk about the details publicly, but as required, they will give a year's notice to partners at the end of their work on the space station. For years, until more recently, the U.S. and Russia have cooperated well in space, despite some of the tensions between the countries back on Earth. NASA has said it plans to continue running the space station through 2030, and at this point at least, no word about those plans changing, even if Russia leaves. The U.S. Marshals Service has a manhunt and a mystery on its hands. An accused killer who was in custody in Alabama and a corrections officer who was transporting him are now missing. But here's the thing. Investigators say the corrections officer violated the policy by taking him by herself. She also apparently lied about the reason she needed to drive him and about a medical appointment she had that day. At this point, investigators are assuming she was taken against her will unless they see evidence otherwise. And they say either way, she's likely in danger. The inmate, Casey White, is charged with two counts of capital murder and was already in jail for a series of other crimes in the past. Whatever the circumstances, local, state, and federal investigators are involved, and they're offering up to $10,000 for information that could help. The music industry is saying goodbye to a Grammy-winning country music star. Naomi Judd died unexpectedly at 76 years old. Her daughters, Winona and Ashley Judd, announced her death, saying, quote, "We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness." Naomi and Winona Judd made up the famous group The Judds. Together, they scored 14 number one songs in a career that spanned nearly three decades. And they were about to start an arena tour this fall. Other country legends like Tanya Tucker, Loretta Lynn, and the Oak Ridge Boys have been paying tribute to Naomi Judd on social media. And more tributes poured in last night when the Judds were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony had already been scheduled for a while, and the family insisted it go on in the wake of the tragedy. A few big stars sang some of the Judds' greatest hits, and fans gathered outside. Three other performers were also inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame last night, including the late Ray Charles. Well, tonight is fashion's biggest night of the year, a.k.a. the Oscars of the East Coast. We're talking about the world-famous Met Gala. As always, it's going to be raising money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. The annual event tends to make headlines for the iconic designs celebrities wear on the red carpet. This year's theme is In America, an Anthology of Fashion, and the dress code is Gilded Glamour. So it will showcase a lot of fashion trends between 1870 and 1890. Think gold corsets and big sleeves. Tickets to the Met Gala are $35,000 apiece, and it's invitation only. This week, nearly 2 billion Muslims around the world are marking an end to the holy month of Ramadan, and they're celebrating Eid al-Fitr. It's one of the holiest occasions on the Islamic calendar, and the name is Arabic for the celebration of breaking the fast. That makes sense since during Ramadan, Muslims don't eat or drink anything during the daylight hours, so they can focus on reflection and prayer. So now that it's over, they're celebrating by feasting with friends and family. Some also mark the occasion by feeding and helping those in need. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. As you know, researching is a big part of my job. So now, as a parent, I find myself researching, maybe a little too much, about everything I give my baby. So let me save you some time and energy and share a little bit about the diapers I've been using for my baby. Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit is Pampers' best fit and protection for an active baby. So I appreciate avoiding a wrestling match at every diaper change because Cruisers 360 Fit is quick and easy to pull on and quick and easy to take off with these easy tear sides. Also, it has a 360 gap-free fit, so it's super soft and stretches really nicely around my baby's waist. Plus, these diapers lock wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours, which helps to keep my baby's skin healthy, even while we all sleep through the night, at least most nights. And this next part is really important to me as well. Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit is hypoallergenic, so it's free of elemental chlorine bleaching, parabens, and latex. You can buy in-store, look for the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit, and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Now back to Money Monday. Have you recently opened a bag of chips and noticed it looks a little emptier than usual? If so, it might not be your imagination. It's something called shrinkflation, and consumer advocates and grocery industry analysts say it's been happening more and more lately. It just means businesses are making their products smaller and keeping prices the same. It's how some companies are responding to rising costs without actually raising their prices. For example, Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper used to have 340 sheets a roll. Now it's down to 312 sheets. A bag of Doritos shrank from 9.75 ounces to 9.25 ounces. That means people are getting about 5 fewer chips per bag. And one bottle of Aleve has gone from 100 caplets to 90 caplets. Businesses say that's a better alternative to keeping sizes the same but making them more expensive. But not all consumers are happy about it. In fact, there's a whole forum on Reddit dedicated to posts that are pointing out smaller portion sizes. And a lot of users are saying they feel cheated. Either way, marketing experts say there are ways to get around shrinkflation. For example, you can pay attention to the price per ounce of anything you're buying, since brands don't usually downsize all of their items at the same time. So people can usually still get a good deal by going for a different size, usually a larger one. You can also choose to buy whole foods instead of prepackaged products, or there's always the option to switch brands to find the cheapest. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.